I was married in Edinburgh. September 1910 and 1912 moved to San Juan. And we had people come in there. One was a druggist, and one had his master's teaching at the University of Nebraska, and one had all men that didn't know any more about farming than I do today. And of course, these people had money that come in, and the land, which is all part of the history, the land men would always oversell them, and they were so excited, you know. And instead of buying maybe 100 acres, oh no, they'd buy 1,500, 2,000, 3,000 acres. Well, you know what would happen? They'd sell their farm up north, a lovely home. They'd come down here. Well, maybe they wouldn't make a crop the first year. Maybe the next year they'd make a crop. Maybe the next year they'd come a freeze. Or maybe the next year, by that time, they were ready to grab the land, take the land away from them. That's what happened here in the valley. It took, I think, the third set of people to make a go of this. People that started coming down here knew how to farm. And then they caught on to these land companies. They had no mercy on them. All they wanted was to make money, which I guess is human nature. And finally, these people, they'd come down on these very cheap on these land excursions. I've given lots of pictures to the museum, but I had a picture this long and this where they showed all these coaches, and they stopped, and I had this one from San Juan, and all these land people get off the train, the automobiles there were waiting to take them, show them this piece of land. Finally, they got onto it, and what they would do, they would come down on their own, stay a while and look around. But there was many, many people that put in all their savings, and it was sad. And a lot of people had no more business farming than I would have. My husband, he was a civil engineer. He didn't know any more about farming, even if he was. He tried one time. He and a couple of other fellows, and a Jap. We've had some, you know, Japs down there, and they were gonna get rich on cantaloupes. And I didn't say anything. I thought, well, he's right. But that year it rained. And it rained, and it rained, and it rained, so we had no cantaloupes. So they ended up with all the crates they had to pay for, and so he learned a lesson the hard way. And that's a lot of things like that happen, but that's it. The way the country grows, you know.
Well, there was really a developing stage.
Yeah, a developing stage is right. And now my father, he came here, right? In 1884, and he started buying up land, 25 and 50 cents Mexican money an acre. See, it was a long time before I saw American money. We along here, Brownsville and all, we use Mexican money. That's right.
When did you change that? When did you start?
I can't remember when, but I can remember that that's what we had. And gradually, we finally became Americanized. And,
what about the Mexican Revolution? Did that change the money situation?
No. You mean, did you say American or Mexican?
The Mexican Revolution.
No. You mean over here? No. Uh-uh.